Rotorua residents fighting to save Springfield Golf Course reckon a development on the site could wipe up to 100k off the value of every neighbouring house. But the group, Saving Springfield, says it's not about the money. Earlier this week, Checkpoint reported on a heated public meeting about the Rotorua Lakes Council proposal that could see the 70-year-old course absorbed into a new recreation precinct that would also include housing. The president of Saving Springfield, Robert Lee, is having none of it.
The whole idea is absolutely repugnant to most people, most residents. So we've been collecting our petition. I would say 9 out of 10 people that we encounter are very happy to sign the petition. And there's about 1 out of 10 who are either council employees or belong to the other club or have special interests. But we have a lot of support.
So Robert, explain to me, what is repugnant about this proposal? What is repugnant about losing the golf course?
It's in the middle of suburbia. And so there's a whole lovely suburb that's been built around the golf course, as you can imagine. And this golf course really is the heart of the Springfield.
When you say... Sorry to interrupt, Robert. When you say there is a lovely suburb that's built up around the golf course, some people think that that's part of the problem, that the people of Springfield have got used to having, well, good property prices on the basis that they back onto a golf course and they've got wonderful views, and that part of the concern here is that you're going to lose property values. Is that part of the concern?
The NIMBY argument, yes, of course, that is an issue, and we're not going to try and pretend it isn't. But it's actually not the driving factor.
So what would it do to your property prices if the golf course went?
We've spoken to a real estate agent who specialises in the area. He estimates it would take $100,000 off the value of every property that touches the course, so that's about 100 houses. And it would take about $50,000 off the value of properties across the road. And for the rest of the suburb, which is hundreds if not thousands of houses, it would destroy the neighbourhood, I believe.
So that's got to hurt, that prospect?
Well that's $10 million plus $10 million is $20 million if you just count the 300 houses around the perimeter of the course. We don't really like to talk in terms of the financial implications of it, because to Springfield residents it means a hell of a lot more than just, you know, numbers. But
well, you do know the numbers, Robert, so I'm just wondering here, is it about the golf course or is about the money attached to your houses?
Oh, it's not about the money, but there are financial implications. So, for example, there's a lady who's recently been widowed. She's spent her life building up, working with her husband, got a nice retirement home all set up, and she's now of retirement age, and now she can't even sell her house because the price values apparently have dropped, so I've been told. But, you know, the Rotorua Lakes Council proudly have put out a video for the long-term plan consultation, and they use words like, we want to make Rotorua a great place to live, work, play and invest. Well, Springfield already is a great place to live, work, play and invest, and this would turn 70 years worth of people's investments into a really bad investment.
Well, if people have been there for a long time, Robert, then arguably their equity is strong in their properties. And Springfield, I hear from local people, it is a great place to live. And other people would like to be able to live there too. So what value do you think it has putting some houses on that golf course? Because you guys have got a real shortage of housing down there, don't you?
We do have a real shortage of housing, and I think the blame for that has to fall squarely upon the mayor and the council. So the mayor has been in this job, this is their third term now, and the council have been very slow at releasing properties. However, that said, there's 790 sections being released about 2 minutes' drive from here next to the Springfield Golf Course. There's also another 2,000 properties being released on the other side of town. And so the housing issue is a red herring, and the council have sold this proposal to us as a sports precinct to be funded by housing, but not really as a solution to the housing problem.
So what about then future generations? Because the council says it's faced with woefully inadequate sports fields and facilities that are not up to future capacity. So where should budding sports people in your region, I mean, what fields should they play on in the years to come?
Is golf a sport?
What about other sports?
Well, okay, let's talk about other sports. So you're talking, the proposal here is to destroy one sports field and replace it with other sports fields, which isn't really a net gain, is it?
Imagine that you were speaking straight to the council now, Robert, and, well, you tell them.
The people are speaking. You can ignore us if you like. We'll see at the 2022 election. We'll see how many people support the Westbrook Sports Precinct proposal in terms of votes.
And that was Robert Lee from the group Saving Springfield.